I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. This series of programs, we're going to be exploring the more than 60 years of my musical journey, a journey with no end in sight, thank God. And today I'm going to go right back to the beginning. And I grew up in Dedham, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. It's definitely not a musical hotbed by any stretch of the imagination. I went to a Latin school, Roxbury Latin School in Boston, and a tough old-fashioned education, so music was really not part of my life. And one day in school, a friend of mine said, oh, you've got to listen to this show on the radio. It's the funniest thing you've ever heard. It's called Hillbilly Music, and these people from the South talk in a funny accent, and you're going to die laughing. It's the funniest thing. So I took his advice, and I went home and turned on the radio that night, and this is what I heard.
Presenting the Lilly Brothers and Don Stover. All right, thank you. Just to hold up there in Elson Bragg, we'd like to say a great big howdy to all the friends and neighbors out there today.
Thank you.
That star belongs to me. We hope you neighbors enjoyed it a whole lot. We're going to call on Don Stover and his five-string banjo to kindly walk in here and do what we call lowering a boom on the old five-string banjo. Here, Rattler, here.
Well, Rattler was an old coon dog, blind as he could be. Every night about supper time, I see that dog and see. Here, Rattler, here, Rattler, here. Call old Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler, here. Well, Grandpa had a muley cow, she's muley when she's born. It stuck a jaybird 40 years, flying horn to horn. Here, Rattler, here, Rattler, here. Hold on, Rattler, from the barn. Here, Rattler, here. Well, I went out a hunting, I treat a coon, you see. And I called old Rattler to get him down for me. But he wouldn't do it, he seemed to like that coon. I seen him walking paw to paw by the light of the moon. Here, Rattler, here, Rattler, here. Hold on, Rattler, from the barn. Here, Rattler, here. Here, Rattler, here. Here, Rattler, here. Hold on, Rattler, from the barn. Here, Rattler, here.
All right, thank you, Don Stover. Mighty, mighty well done there.
All right there, Don Stover. Well, what was I supposed to think about this? This was amazing stuff to me. I'd never heard anything like it. There was just something about it. It was funny, I suppose, and it was strange, very strange to me, my ears, hearing Everett's down-home folksiness. But it also was real. There was something real about this music and the way they presented it, and something that was just resonating inside of me. Today, I think it's maybe my Irish genes, my musical Irish genes, have been deeply asleep for a long time, for my whole life. And suddenly something familiar was going on inside of me, and I just loved it. And I came back night after night, and it was a combination of instrumental stuff, the singing. Everett Lilly played mandolin. His brother B played the guitar. They both sang. Don, of course, sang in his own inimitable way and played the banjo. And they were doing a mix of material, like the next song here It's a hymn, not a hymn. I was singing hymns at school, a Protestant school, and then, of course, there was the Catholic hymns at St. Mary's Church in Dedham, but this was not in our hymnal.
Sinners, you better get ready.
All right, there you do have it. Sinner, you better get ready. And